Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nazir Daf Samach Aleph, Nazir 61. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the ninth chapter of Maseches Nazir, and the Mishnah tells us, Hakusim ein lahem Nazirus, the Kutians, they are not subject to the laws of the Nazirus, meaning to say that if a person takes a vow to be a Nazir and they're a Kuti, then it's not going to be binding. And so therefore, we don't know exactly what a kuti is. The kuti has different stages in the Talmud, but here it seems to be that the kuti is referring to somebody who worships Avodah Zarah. Nashim v'avodim yesh lahem naziris. Women and slaves are going to be subject to the laws of the naziris. Now, a woman is an explicit verse. It says that a woman in the Torah is allowed to be a nazir, and here we're referring to an Eved Kenani, that a Canaanite slave is able to be a Nazir. Chomer b'nashim mi'ba'avadim, the women have a greater stringency than slaves. Shehu kofes avdo ve'eino kofes ishto, because he's allowed to force his slave to violate the laws of Nazirus and to no longer be a Nazir, but he cannot force his wife to do that. So if a slave says, I'm going to be a Nazir, then the master can say, I need you to drink wine or to go to a dead body and to take care of the dead body, and the slave has to obey him. But a woman, a wife, cannot force her to adopt it. So the Gemara says, Ketani Yakutim ein lahem Nazirus. The Mishnah had said that the Kuti do not have Nazirus. So Menani Mili. So where do we learn this idea that a Kuti, an idolater in this context, cannot have Nazirus? The Tana Rabban, the rabbis taught, the Beral B'nai Israel, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, Isha Ushaki Afli Lindor Nedr Nazir Lazir Hashem, a man or a woman who takes a vow to be a Nazirite, meaning to say, speak to the children of Israel, Vilo of De Kochavim, but not to the idolaters. And you shall say to them, this comes to include a slave is able to be a Nazir, but not an idolater. So the Gemara says, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that an Eved Kenani, a Canaanite slave, is able to be a Nazir? Ha amres kol mitzvah sha'isha chayev espa, Eved chayev ba. We have a principle in the Shas that wherever any mitzvah that a woman is obligated to do, a slave is also obligated to do. And so therefore, just as the pasuk tells us, just as the verse tells us that a woman can be a Nazirite, so too a slave can be a Nazirite. So why do we need to have a specific verse telling us that a slave can be a Nazirite? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rava Shani Hachan. No, this case is different. To Amar Kra, that the verse states with respect to a vow, it says, Ish ki yidur neder wa Hashem, o yishava shvuo, asor yisar al nafsho, lo yachel dvaro, kecho yotzei mipiv yaseh. That a man who takes a vow to God or takes an oath to be binding on a soul should not desecrate his word, whichever comes out of his mouth, he shall do. So, what does that mean? This means, b'misha nafsho kenuyo lo, that who is bound by the vow, that this is somebody who is in charge of his vow, who can bind his own soul by his bounding, by his vowing. So this excludes a slave who's not in control of himself. He's not in control of his own vows. And so therefore, since he's not in charge of his own soul, therefore he's not bound by his vows. So I might say, well, therefore, by a nazir, his vows are not binding, and if he takes a vow to be a Nazir, it's not going to be effective. Kamash 1, so the Torah tells us that a slave can indeed become a Nazir. So the Gemara now goes back to the Braisa that we said, Amar Mar, Dabar al-Bnei Yisrael, V'lo Ovdi Kochavim, that the children of Israel can become Nazirites, but not the idolaters. So the Gemara says, do you mean to say, Kol Hecha D'Ksiv Yisrael, Ovdi Kochavim, Lo? Wherever it says the Jewish people, it's coming to exclude the idolaters, V'agabi Arachin, but with respect to the laws of Arachin, and Arach is a vow that a person makes and says, I'm going to give the value of myself or somebody else to the temple. And the Torah, in an almost actuarial-like system, gives everybody a certain value. So if a person says, Erech Olai, I'm giving my value, Dechsev Daber B'nei Israel, it says, speak to the children of Israel, teach them the laws of the Erechin. Ish ki afli neder ber kachanav shos la'ashem. And we know that the children of Israel can make such erech-like vows, but not the idolaters. I might think they cannot be subjected to the erech vow, says the verse, Ish. Torah is telling us a man. And we see from here that an erech vow is subject also to an idolater, not just to the Jewish people. And so therefore, we see from here that it does apply to an idolater, not just to the Jewish people. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's answer is as follows. Shani Hacha, no, this case of the Nazir is different. Why do we exclude the idolaters? Because the verse says, Amar kra aviv uimo lo yitema. So it excludes an idolater because the idolater, by Jewish law, is not considered to have a father, and it says that the Nazir cannot become Tameh for their father and their mother. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that the idolater doesn't have a father? If you say with respect to inheritance, but we know that they can, because Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that he can inherit. So therefore, the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe it refers to the laws of honoring the father and mother. So the Gemara says, maybe they're not required to honor their father and mother. Gemara says, no. So we see, does it say that? Does it say honor your father by a Nazir? And so the Gemara says that that's not the answer either. But we see from here that it seems to be saying that the idolater is not obligated to honor their father, because an idolater really is a symbol of somebody who rejects the ultimate father, God. And so that's why the idolater is not commanded in this commandment to honor the father.